We're here in the end of the 10th parak of the Sefer Choyves Talmidim, the Heilige Piyasetzner Rebbe of Kolonimus Kalman Shapira. And he's speaking about over here, Rabbi Yisai, there's nothing like the Sefer. You will not find anything like the Sefer. The way that he approaches like the human condition, the way he looks at people, the way he understands what he's describing here, a lot of these ideas, I don't know if he gets from sources or just from his own understanding, but he speaks about over here the difference between like a person that has like a lot of energy or a lot of talent and a person and feelings. And he speaks about a person that he's just looking. Sometimes people have a lot of energy and they're just looking for like a way to like get out their energy. So people sometimes will wrestle, not because they're enemies, not because they have anything to wrestle about, just because they just want to like wrestle, right? But when it comes to feelings like love and hate and that type of thing, and fear, only someone that's unhealthy will have like fear randomly, just like struck by fear, like, oh, that's unhealthy. Fear, you have to have something to fear. It's basically, it boils down to a relationship. And it's the same thing with love. Love comes, it's not just that a person just loves, and then he can love this and love that. Love comes from something. There's something that you love. So we're here on the page Pei Ches, Ukefi shemakdimim lechanach. And he says, I think, a very, very important idea. We really ripped through the last paragraph. I believe we did the last paragraph, and we ripped through it at the end. But the last paragraph is talking about that when a person has a love for something, so it doesn't come from just because, you know, he's looking for something to love. It comes because you've established a relationship. You have a relationship with that thing. And when you have a relationship with something, so then it's not just I could just like start loving something else and that means automatically I'm going to stop loving that. If a person, for example, let's say a person likes a particular drink. He likes to drink Coca-Cola. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he decides that he finds Wasatsky tea. Those Wasatsky, that's good stuff. Now, does that mean Elvis doesn't like Coca-Cola anymore? It doesn't mean that. Now he likes both of them. Now he has because there's something that he likes, and now he's found something else he likes. Okay, now he likes something else. There's something new. It doesn't mean he doesn't like the first thing. So what happens is over here is a person has established these relationships at a young age, and they become a part of him. Now, we've established relationships, we've established likes. Not all our likes are healthy, beneficial, or mature. There's certain things that we like that are not good for us, but we just like them. Now, how does a person deal with that? Or what would be the best, the optimum way? So up to on the bottom over here, on the bottom of Peiches, Ukefi shemakdimim lechanech ulehargil esayelad le'oirer ulegalois esmidoisef. And he says the following thing. As much as we could, lahaktim is start early. Start when they're young. Lechanech uleragel esayeled, and to get a child accustomed. Leoirer, to inspire. Ulegalois esmidoisef bidvarim kedoshim. The more that we can get someone involved in that what's ki'ilu going to get him excited is kedusha. The more they turn, they change to become better people. From the very beginning, from the very onset, for good. He has love for Hashem, love for his Torah, love for Yisrael, love for Yirah mimenu. Because anger al oivrei rutzoinoi mikol shchen al atzmoi. Imroya bekirva ezen inichus. He'll get angry at himself. He'll get disappointed in himself. Because it becomes something that's like, it's so a part of me. From when I'm younger, it's that way. The more a person ingrains in himself the right types of relationships with Kedusha, so the more it is like penetrates. I'll tell you an amazing story. I didn't get a chance to look up the story, but the story is about the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, everything's okay? Everything's okay? The Chassam Sofer, his mother took him to the Rosh Hashiva in the town in Pressburg. They were in Pressburg. There was a Rosh Hashiva by the name of Rav Nosson Adler, who became the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe eventually. So she brought the Chassam Sofer as a little baby to get a bracha from Rav Nosson Adler. And Rav Nosson Adler said, this child is going to be a very special child. Now, the way that he was born, by the way, it was a miracle. They never had children. His parents didn't have children for many years, and they finally had the Chassam Sofer. And there's more, which we'll talk about as we get closer to Pressburg. But in the meantime, he said the following thing. I noticed that you rock your baby to sleep outside of the Beis Medrash. She used to bring her the Chassam Sofer, his name was Moshe, to the Beis Medrash, and he would be hearing as everyone's talking and learning outside of the Beis Medrash. He'd be hearing that. And she got her child accustomed to the melody of the Beis Medrash, to the music of the Beis Medrash. I looked it up a little bit. Do you know that children in their mother's stomach, can already start recognizing tunes? And that if you play them to them years later, they'll remember the tune. This is science from 2020. A person gets already accustomed to certain things even before they're born. They play music, and that's why there are certain department stores will play music in the department store, and they want that the child should, like, when they get back in, there's like this comfortable feeling of, oh, like they feel comfortable over there. There's a certain familiarity that they get. Even when the child is in the mother's stomach, they're hearing the music. A child from the age of two can already establish an affinity. Already at the age of two, a child can start. So if we start at a young age to try to expose our children to things, and that becomes their affinity. I remember I was at a bris, and there was a theme. Some of the brisms, the theme of the bris was the New York Mets. Nebuch, you're teaching the child to be a loser. Like, mamish, like from when he's a little kid. You tell him, you're a loser, you'll always be a loser. You're like, what are you doing to the child? Why are you doing that to him? But they have like big, you know, the Mets, Met balloons, and Met napkins, and the whole thing is Kishem Shinechlas Lebris. So he should be a Met fan, and Rachman Letzlan if he's a traitor and ends up liking the Yankees. But we're creating an affinity. And a child, even from the age of two, already can recognize certain brands. There's branding. Now, I've explained to you, you're talking about a multi-billion-dollar industry. So brands, like, for example, Nike. Nike is thinking about how you could get three-year-old African Americans to like Nike, because then they'll sell their mom to buy themselves a Nike, because they need Nikes. So how do they create this affinity at such a young age that a person can do that? If we put ourselves in a culture, there's a culture where there's something that we create the positive associations with Dvarim Shel Kedusha, things that a person is excited about, to get a person excited about the Beis Medrash. Then it's a natural thing. You don't have this internal struggle. You're fighting with yourself. Because your relationships are healthy relationships from when we're young. I don't know if you ever saw, I don't know where the minig is, where you're from. We didn't have this minig when I was a kid, but in Yerushalayim they have a minig. That when a child is young, the age of three, so there's different minhagim of how to do it exactly, you wrap the child in a talis, and you bring him to cheder at the age of three, and they bring him, and he's like, mamish, like he's sefer Torah, this whole procession, and they come in, and then they put honey on the letters of the Torah, and the child licks the letters of the Torah. It's such a beautiful minig. It's a beautiful thing to watch if you've ever seen it, ever been by one. But I think what they're trying to do is, you're trying to establish at a young age, this is going to be delicious. This is delicious. Excited about learning Torah and getting like enthusiastic and trying to establish a healthy relationship. The younger we are when we establish that relationship, as we mentioned the story with Chassam Sofer, a person establishes that relationship when he's young. So then the more it becomes a part of who he is. V'loy bekatnusoy levad moil hahergel. It doesn't only help when you're young. Someone might think that maybe, okay, I'm already an adult. I've already established my likes. There are things that I like, there are things that I don't like. It's established already. Not only when you're young. Mo'il ha'hergol, v'hashimosh b'midois ha'kedoshis, and accessing and using your positive traits. Rak b'chol yemei chaye ha'adam. A person's entire life. His entire life. Kol kama shemoisif l'shamesh b'midoisov l'loitoiv. The more he uses his midas for bad things, the more he's establishing toxic relationships. Moisif lahamshech, he will continue, will add to draw. Es midas hal yoinas an mitzoyis bekirba lelevushim megulim. He's bringing it to dirty places, to disgusting places. The more a person practices this behavior, a person can say at a certain age, he says, look, right now I'm at a stage. You know, an easy example of that is goyish music. I enjoy Goyish. I don't like Jewish music. What is that? That means that his exposure, or the way that he has conditioned himself now, is that that became his affinity. He's gotten this affinity. The longer a person allows himself to be within that type of behavior, the more he continues to expose himself to that, the deeper he gets stuck in it. But if a person pulls himself out, and it hasn't happened one time or two times, hundreds and probably thousands of times, there's people who said, I don't like Jewish music, I don't like Goyish music. What do you want from it? Well, I don't like it, it's boring, they're not artistic, blah, 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 all that nauseating stuff. It's happened hundreds of times where people matured, pulled themselves out of it, and all of a sudden, they like Jewish music. All of a sudden, what happened? Well, how did their life change? Because when you're committed to pull yourself out of it, and a person starts using his midas for positive relationships, this starts becoming, this is my thing. The same way the Chassam Sofer, when he was 2 years old, it just became a natural thing for him. That was his thing. Shlita, the Rashiv of Masifta Teres Yaakov. So he told me the following story. He said, Rav Asher Ayeli was and is the quintessential Maasmid. Masnit Otzlmer. He never picked his head up out of the yeshiva because he got engaged to his Rebbe's daughter, Reb Nachum Pertzovitz, Reb Nachum's daughter. When he was engaged, his kala made for him a piece of cake, kugel or cake, I don't remember exactly what it was. I think it was cake. So Reb Nachum asked him, Nu, did you like the cake? He said, it's delicious. It tastes just like the cake in yeshiva. Like for him, that was like, that's what his, you know, that's what he knows. That's his, you know, his cake in yeshiva. That's because that was his exposure. That was his exposure. So a person says, I ask you a question. Who's happier? Someone that likes Jewish music or someone that likes Goyish music? Who's happier? That's a ridiculous question. We both like our music. Who cares? So I'm the lucky one. I love Jewish music. Because I like healthy and holy things, so I'm the lucky one. So, but a person can do that to himself. It's a process. But a person can make himself like good things. The longer that you allow yourself to build toxic relationships, the deeper you will fall into that relationship. And relationships are with music, are with food, are with books, are with all these things. And if a person wants to establish a healthy relationship, he can. Think about it. Why is it that Canadians like hockey? And the British like cricket? And Americans like football? Why is it? What is it about it? It's very simple. It's that we have established an affinity at a young age for something, and that becomes, this is what is part of my society, it's my culture. So therefore, it's what we like. Americans, I don't know what percentage of Americans like cricket. I can guarantee you it's like less than 0.01%. Like, what's the shot? Down south, they're into bowling. You ever saw like someone watch professional bowling? It's like only weirdos. But my point is that everything is cultural. It's not that we think this is what I like. I love football. I don't know. Golf is boring. Well, they like golf. Why do they like golf? And you're like, because that's their culture. So we think we establish our likes, and therefore we have a culture. It's the other way around. We're part of a culture, and that establishes our likes. So it's, what's your culture? If your culture would be Torah and mitzvahs, that is meant to be our culture. Your culture is Yiddish and Negunim. That's meant to be our culture. You will enjoy it. You will like it. There's no reason you can't like it. The same way when a child is born at a young age, so every child is capable of learning every language. I cannot speak certain languages now because I haven't taught myself at an age to do it. But every child is capable, his mouth is, it's just a question of what we've conditioned ourselves to do. So a person can change his conditioning. So, and as long as a person stays into this toxic relationship, umidois, yoisel guruois, misragshois boy, and these midas that are even worse are being felt inside of him, ubameh, on the top of peites amud aleph, ubameh is kadesh lahashem. How is he going to become kadesh to Hashem? Ve'efoheim, where are the levushim, the expressions? Asher yislabish behem, or Hashem, lishkoin bekirboy. How is he going to bring the Shekhinah inside of him to become pure and divine? V'chol ha-moisef l'saken es midoisav. Any person that adds, instead of adding toxic relationships, he adds to fix, he adds to improve his midois, u'lekadshom, and to sanctify it, to be holy. Lo yishar b'midos bilti mazikos levad, he will not remain with his midos just without damaging. Kishar nogach hakoshev aser, like a bull in a china closet, like he's just like he's a shar that's like tied up, and that he wants to like come out but he can't, and he's like feeling like he's being held in. Sherahu be'atzmoi, he's intrinsically bad. Rakshi evshul atel lahazik, he just can't damage. I really want to listen to that garbage music. I really want to do it, but I have to admit, no, it's not going to stay that way. It will not stay that way. You will not remain a bad person or a filthy person doing good things. Because that's not really who we are. Afloy b'midois misukonois gufnios levad. And it's not only going to be just our physical midois, our behavior. It'll be easier for him to reveal what's really deep down inside of us. It's going to come out, and that is Sviras Ha'Elyonos. That is luminaries, lights that are coming from up high. Ashinim Shachas Boitis Galena, that are being drawn down to him. He'll be able to reveal what's really inside of all of us. Mimoroim Bois, our neshamas are coming from Shamayim. And we are going to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's up there. V'hu yisparach kimoi b'mindois asher b'morim kin gam b'mindois v'yislabish. And he also, like the midos that are there, also will be expressed. He will fill our behavior and al yodom bo yishko, and through that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dwell here as nafsho yoyer. It will light up our nefesh, light up our soul. Ves nishmosoi kaviyochal yechabek afyosiach. And ki'ilu, the neshama of a person is going to hug, it's going to create this relationship which we're going to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is going to happen through a person working on his midas, establishing healthy types of relationships. I was talking to Rabbi Orlansky. Rabbi Orlansky is a Rebbe in Masifta Ateres Yaakov. He was together with his brother, and his brother told me the following thing. Rabbi Orlansky's grandfather just passed away, I think around a month ago exactly, the Shleshim just was, and he told me this story. Said his grandfather, at the end of his life, he was around 93 years old, he had Alzheimer's disease, which is very debilitating. And they told his family that when people have Alzheimer's, so it's very common for them to have big changes in their personality. He said people start getting angry. They can berate people, scream at them. They can even throw things at people. They could hit you. They could get violent. All this happens when a person has Alzheimer's. And they were surprised that Rabbi Orlansky, who was a Navardiker, he's a person who worked on himself a lot, even though he had Alzheimer's, he never lost his cool, he never got angry, never screamed at anyone. So the doctors were talking to the family, and the family said, listen, your statistics that you're familiar with are people that haven't been working their whole life on their midas. When a person has a lot of like this stuff inside of them, they really want to lash out at someone, but they know they can't because it's not proper, not appropriate, or they have a lot of anger inside, but they suppress it. So then Alzheimer's, you just lose your filter, and you just do whatever comes naturally. A person can be naturally a kind, good, divine person. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. It became natural for him. And even when he's no longer in control, That's just what happens. We can change what becomes what we think is natural for us. What we think is natural, because it's not. These are learned behaviors. When a person has likes, there's certain things that people like. So you might, I didn't get a chance to do research on this, but I'm going to. There's certain things that people like, people don't like. For example, for many years I didn't like olives. I couldn't eat olives. All of a sudden, I started liking olives. What happened? My distaste for olives was an affinity. It was somehow something about the olive that made me uncomfortable. The easiest example is I have a hard time eating tongue. Tongue is the only food that when you taste it, it tastes you back. And I just can't. I'm weak of heart that way. You know, some people got their thing. I wasn't meant to be a sheikhet or any of that, or a surgeon. I can't eat. For some reason, the taste of tongue makes me nauseous. That's not real. That's something in my brain. Tongue tastes delicious. I'm sure it is. I remember one time when I was a kid. I was a little kid, and I was like, and there was like a lot. There was a deli platter, and I was like eating it. And my sister's like, "Oh wow, you like the tongue?" I was like, I ran to the garbage. I was like, I was choking. I couldn't. Because that doesn't make any sense. Our likes is based on our affinities. It's based on our experiences. It's not real. It's not real. Someone says, "I don't like the way mushrooms, they're like squishy." So you don't like mushrooms, but tomatoes you like? Why do you like tomatoes? Some people, "I don't like tomatoes." But what is it? There's no metzias. Some people don't like coconut. What's wrong with coconut? Why do you like coconut? I don't like, because something about coconut looked at you wrong when you were a kid and you decided, "I don't like coconut." That's it. And all of a sudden, you like the taste. There's nothing real about that. One day it might grow up and it'll decide it does like coconut. So whenever a person has these types of things, he has something that he feels like, you know, I don't like books about Gedolim. I've spoken about that before. People say, "I don't like to read biographies." But I said, "How many of you read in your life?" Most people that don't like them never read them. Because it's not really about whether I like it or not. It's just this something that, it's not really I enjoy it. It's whether I want to enjoy it. I want to like it. If a person works on himself, he establishes a relationship. You can learn to like something. A person can teach himself to like something. I'm convinced that almost everyone, if not everyone, did not enjoy their first shot of whiskey and did not enjoy their first cigarette. Even if people say they do, they're just being macho. But they didn't. It's not enjoyable. I mean, there's no one that enjoys their first shot of whiskey. But a person works, people that care to enjoy it, work on acquiring a taste. It's an acquired taste. That's what it is. Some people don't care, so they still don't enjoy it because they're still stuck by that first taste, which is not enjoyable. That's why some people, they really want to enjoy whiskey. They're like, they're like, committed to it, dedicated, so they taste it again and again. And after a while, it tastes pretty good. After a while, it does taste pretty good. But in the beginning, it doesn't taste good. When I came to Eretz Yisrael grape juice was like, wah, it tastes like raisins. Ay, ay, ay. But I was not interested in buying Kedem grape juice for the rest of my life because it's too expensive. I said, okay, we're going to do this. Now I can't drink Kedem anymore. I'm like, ugh, Kedem, this stuff is horrible. I like it good, Tirosh. You know, that's grape juice. That's grape juice, you know? It's the same thing with ketchup. When I came here, Heinz wasn't even so bad. I was okay eating Heinz the rest of my life. How could you not have Heinz ketchup? There is no other ketchup. Nothing else is ketchup. But then all of a sudden, I started getting into Osem, and I prefer Osem over. You see? Okay, just lost the whole shear right there. My point is that if you really wanted to do it, it's an acquired taste. A person can acquire a taste for something. If he pushes himself, if he cares about it, if he's devoted to it, he will acquire a taste. I'll tell you one last story. Back in the day when I didn't realize how damaging drinking was going to be to Yeshiva Bachram, I used to drink Royal Salute was the bottle of choice. That was my favorite bottle. Bachram used to buy me bottles of Royal Salute, a little too expensive for my budget, but Royal Salute is Shivas 21. Shivas 21. The Shivas 12, 18, 21. So that was the bottle, and that was primarily what I drank. That was the only thing that I really cared for, was Royal Salute. And he was in a duty-free in the airport, and they were giving out free tastings. And they had Shivas 25. So I said, do you mind if I take a taste of Shivas 25? I said, sure, you can taste it. Anyway, so I tasted Shivas 25. I tell him, I don't know, I like 21 better. He said, I'll explain it to you. Your palate has gotten used to 21. So even though 25 is, in theory, a more sophisticated taste, it's a fuller taste, it's a smoother taste, whatever it is, your palate is used to 21. So if you want to enjoy your 21, don't drink it. This is what he tells me. Don't drink anything else. And then you'll enjoy it. But you're going to confuse your palate. You drink this, you drink that. You're going to start with 25, 21. Just stick to your 21 and enjoy it. Palates, they learn. And a person can teach himself to enjoy different types of tastes. We can teach ourselves to enjoy things that are wholesome, things that are healthy, things that are productive, things that will build us, things that will help us to become who we want to become. We can teach ourselves. It's a process. I'm not saying the process is going to happen overnight, but we can do this. If we just are committed to it, a person's committed to it, and he sticks to it, and he does it day in and day out. It becomes his routine. Now is our chance. Now is our time. Maybe there's a health, and he should help us all, that we should be able to use this block of Wintersman. We're all working on steiging. It's a time when we're really applying ourselves to make it that we should feel v'hariv no Hashem Elokeinu es divrei sorasecha. Hashem, make me enjoy my learning. Make my learning sweet. Let me love my avodas Hashem. And B'zeh Hashem will be zoiche, each one of us, to be able to say, Ano abedo v'kudisho berichu.